Welcome to the Tesla Academy podcast. I'm your host, Michael Riversong. This interview on a home-built electric car was conducted at the Alternative Energy Partnership Conference at the end of June 2008.
We're here with Joe Curry.
144 volts.
And Joe has built his own electric car. What did you use as a basis for the car?
The car itself is a 1985 Mercedes-Benz 190E. It had a 2.3 liter gas engine, four-cylinder gas engine in it when I got it. And I got the car from an auction house because the engine was seized and the cylinder head cracked, and they thought it was worthless. I didn't. I had a different opinion. I didn't care about the engine being cracked. As you can see in this picture, we yanked that out.
Right.
And sold the engine on eBay for $500 to somebody who likes to rebuild Mercedes engines. Just one man's trash, another man's treasure. So I came out ahead on the acquisition of the car to start with.
And then you used
the body was in good shape and all that.
You used a forklift motor basically for the engine.
Somebody just asked me that. I don't know exactly what other purpose those motors are in. That's made by a company called Advanced DC for electric vehicles. I mean, they have a, if you go to their website, you can say, you know, what's your application, and you can put forklifts or golf carts or any number of things. You say, I'm an EV guy, what motors do you have? And they sell you 7, 8, 9, 10, up to 11-inch, I think, DC motors, depending on your application.
That sounds pretty good. And so the motor, now it's charged up. You charge it like plug-in
The motor is obviously drawing power from the battery pack, which is what you charge. And it's there are 12-volt deep-cycle Trojan batteries in there that are like marine batteries. They're long. They're called deep-cycle versus the kind of battery you have in a regular car, which has big cranking amps. Those batteries are not designed for that. These are designed for long, sustained discharge at a steady state, whereas a battery that's going to crank an engine is designed for very high current, 700-amp, you know, cranking amps in the wintertime.
Here we paused and went around to the back of the car where the battery bank is in the trunk.
The Mason-Dixon Dragway. It's actually a drag racing course, and we had a bunch of electric vehicles out there, and it did 0-60 in about 14 seconds or something. But hey, you know, that's not what soccer mom and professional person cares about.
Now, are you in a position to build these for other people?
No.
Okay.
Not today. Let's say I have a full. My day job is that I'm an entrepreneur and small business. I have a company called Eagle Creek Fuel Services in Baltimore that makes biodiesel fuel. So that's kind of taken up all of my time. I have had some sort of preliminary discussions with some folks that are involved in electric automotive things and service stations that are trying to repurpose for the next big thing. So it's not to say never, but today anyway, do I do conversions on a for hire basis.
Okay, so, well, that's good to know. People can do it.
Absolutely. There's certainly a business model out there for somebody who's got the right facility and the right know-how and that kind of thing.
That's what we're looking for.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much.
You bet. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.